It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 3, 2017. On this date in 1923, Time, the nation's first weekly news magazine, made its publication debut. Time is put out in New York, and for decades it was dominated by Henry Luce, who built a highly profitable stable of similar periodicals. Time has the world's largest circulation for a weekly news magazine and has a readership of 26 million, 20 million of whom are based in the United States. The inaugural issue in 1923 featured retired Speaker of the House of Representatives Joseph G. Cannon, a powerful Republican legislator from Illinois who served in Congress for more than 40 years. When Britton Haddon and Henry Luce first created the weekly news magazine, they called it Facts. But they also wanted to emphasize brevity, so that a busy person could read the entire thing in an hour. They soon changed the name to Time and used the slogan, "Take time, it's brief." It set out to tell the news through people, and for many decades the magazine's cover depicted a single individual. More recently, Time has incorporated People of the Year issues, which grew in popularity over the years. Presidents have been prominently featured among Time's Persons of the Year. There's no surprise there. But you might be interested to know that since the list began, every serving president of the United States has been a Person of the Year at least once, with the exceptions of Calvin Coolidge, who was in office at the time of the first issue, Herbert Hoover, the next president, and Gerald Ford. Most were named Person of the Year either the year they were elected or while they were in office. The only one to be given the title before being elected is Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1944, as Supreme Commander of the Allied Invasion Force, 8 years before his election. He subsequently received the title again in 1959 while in office. And Franklin D. Roosevelt is the only person to have received the title 3 times, first as President-elect in 1932 and later as the incumbent in 1934 and 1941. After Time began publishing its weekly issues in 1923, Vice President Roy Larson was able to increase its circulation by promoting it on radio and in movie theaters around the world. Larson then arranged for a 30-minute radio program, The March of Time, to be broadcast over CBS beginning on March 6, 1931. Each week, the program presented a dramatization of the week's news for its listeners. Thus, Time magazine itself was brought to the attention of millions who were previously unaware of its existence. In 2007, Time moved from a Monday subscription newsstand delivery to a schedule where the magazine went on sale on Fridays and is delivered to subscribers the following day. It's a return to its roots, apparently, because the magazine actually began in 1923 with Friday publication. The magazine has an online archive with the unformatted text for every article published. The articles are indexed and were converted from scanned images using optical character recognition technology. And the magazine giant, dominated entirely by men when it was founded, has seen other key changes in recent years. In January 2013, Time Incorporated named Martha Nelson as the first female editor-in-chief of its magazine division. And 9 months later, in September, Nancy Gibbs was named as the first female managing editor. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 3rd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.